the chiddush given on Shabbos, pshita. What then on Friday of Adwitz Mutter? So Rashi learns like this: Machdirin afilu b'Shabbos b'yoyim hamochus. It means even on Shabbos morning, the next day. But loy teima, don't say plutayim b'shachshecha. It's only a machlekes if it's mutter chazara Friday night on Shabbos. Vos mudishari there beitzulas mata if you took the kettle off to put it back on the blech on Friday night Shabbos. Mishum the muchum ilsa the adaita ladure. Because when you put the pot off, Yizich had that by Titus food tomorrow. So when you took it off, like Yizich had that to put it back on again. So taking it off is like it's still on the fire. Maybe then you're allowed to put it back on the fire. Avul b'yoyim, Hashem gonna take the cholent pot off on Shabbos morning. When you take off the pot, it's nivra l'churi. Take it off, just keep it off. You don't have that to put it back on again. Maybe it's bot like the hatmona, the first shiur you had. This is how Rashi shita. The Rashi learns the shaila from shiur is like hatmona. That the Easter shiur, putting it back on the fire, leaving on the fire, because it's like hatmona. So I would think on Shabbos morning, if you take the pot off, since when you take it off, normal you plan to keep it off. So it's like bottle the whole first shiur. Now if you decide to put it back on again, it should be boser. Kamashmo no. Even b'yoyim also it's mutter. As I learned Rashi. Taiz doesn't like this pshat. Taiz says every time Shabbos Avada means any of the whole 24 hours of Shabbos. The Lord will be night and morning. The Taiz says, the Chiddush, he said before Taiz, and I look at it like that, that even Friday, before Shkia, before Shabbos, there's also an Issa Chazara. You're not allowed to put a cold pot that right before Shabbos on the blech, bizman, that if it's cold, it can't get cooked before Shabbos. It's like 5 minutes before Shkia, if the pot is cold, there's also Nisa Chazara. You're not allowed to put it on top of the fire. That's only on top of the fire Gufa. Where Gufa Ketum, it's Mutter. All right, we'll see later about that. But Kopar of the Mar says, now, Machzun Afilu B'Shabbos. Even on Shabbos itself, still you're allowed to put it back on the blech. V'yam Rabbi Yishia. V'yaf Rabbi Yishia Sover, Af Machzun Afilu B'Shabbos. Even on Shabbos, still you're allowed to put it back on the blech. The Yom Rabbi Yishia, Pah Macha Seyinu Oimdim Le'ilo, we were standing in front of the Rabchia Rabba, Ve'ha'ono Loi, we brought up to him, Kum Kemis Shochamin, mean the hot shinik, the hot pot full of water, Medjuta Tachtoina from the bottom stairs, that's where the fire was, Lejuta Yonis, he was upstairs, he wanted a tea upstairs, so he brought the whole shinik upstairs, we poured him the tea there, Omazagna Loi Esakais, he loved after tea, vice versa, even the kosher yayin. He used to drink the kosher yayin hot. He used to put hot water into the yayin. So he mazagnalized the kais, they put hot water into the kais. And after that, we brought the shinik back downstairs to the fire. We put it on top of the fire. Well, yom alano dava, nobody told us anything. Mashmitz mutter. So you see, even on Shabbos, you light and make chazorah. Providing it's groof and ktumah, you move the coal to the side, you put some upper on top. Like we have a blech, you're allowed to put the pot back on top of the fire. Kum kimizat Rashi yoriktana, a small shinik. Diyuta Ali upstairs. Lemkaima Lakira. Has he brought it again downstairs? He brought it downstairs. Lemkaima, he brought it. Omarab Zika. Omarababa. Omarabi Tudoi. Loishon, you should know, it's only Mutta. When do we say you're allowed to put it back on top of the blech? Ela Shoydin Biyodoi. Only calls them on the shining, the pot is still in your hand. But if you took the shining off, whatever it is, the cholent pot or the tiket, the hot water pot, or off the fire, and you put it on the karka, so about karka churmi dafka on the floor, also. Then it's also to pick it up and put it back on the blech. Because since you took it off and put it on the floor, it's like bottle the whole for. Elisha, Rashi, Avolaniach Agabe Karka Osa, Lahasted the Botla Lo Hatmona, the Esmil, lest the Yesterday's Hatmon is bottle, the Shri of Yesterday's bottle, where the Kematmon Katkhila. It's as if now you're putting it by Tchila on top of the blech, you're not allowed to put on Shabbos something with Tchila on top of the blech. Even though it's Mazbashar called Sorkoin, but with Rabbon and Sos, it's Mechse Kimavashim. It's only Mut is something you took off the blech. Hey, it's still in your hand, so it's considered like it's still on the blech. It wasn't bottled the first sheet on the blech. You're allowed to put it back. But if you put it down on the floor, this sheet to hold is also to put back. Zatimor Omer Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Hodintach says no. Rabbi Tudoy Yishno the Ovid, the Garmahu the Ovid. That's that he says the sheet, if you put it down on the carpet, it's also, he's saying it for himself. The Garma means like a sheet is Yochid. Shrashi Yochidu, Ubedover. Vien Aloha Kemoister. Rabbi doesn't pass him like him. Elohochi Yom Rab Chiyam Rab Yechinin. Afilo Henicha Gabe Karka, even if you take the pot and put it on the floor, still Mutter. Still you're allowed to put it back on top of the blech. As I help Reb Chia, Om Reb Yechin. We'll soon see what the loch is. So the more baita, Pligi bo Reb Dimi, Reb Shmuel, Reb Yehuda, Machlekis. V'tavayim mishmeid Reb Eleza. Both of them are saying over a loch from the Rebbe Reb Eleza. Amri Chad, one said like this. Amri Chad, one said, Oiden biyodei muter. When it's still in your hand, then it's muter. Agar be kakarosa. But if you put it down on the floor, it's also to pick it up again and put the pot back on top of the blech. The chadam is some says like this, no. Hanicha nagabe kuk agabe karka nami mutter. Even if you put it down on top of the karka, you put it down on the karka, still it's mutter to put back. That's what said by the machlekes we had before, is a machlekes here also. O machisk yimishmei dabaya. Ho di amrit. Oy din biyode mutter, he says a chumra. That that you say, calls the man, it's in your hand, when you take the hot pot off, calls the man, it's in your hand, you're allowed to put it back, lo yamor nocha chumra. Lo yamor, we only say, you're allowed to put it back, elu shedai tel hachzer. When you took it off the blech, you had das right now to put it back again. You're only taking it off to pour off a cup of hot water, and then you have das to put it back again. Avulein dai tel hachzer. You took off the cholent pot, and you had no das to put it back. You thought you're going to eat up the whole cholent and not put it back. Then also, then you're not allowed to put it back on top of the blech. So the more mechlal abzayi tzadiyik, let this pshat, this chumra, the agabe karka, that if you take the cholent pot, you took the hot water pot, and put it on the floor, is afal pisha daitel hachzer, even though when you took it off, you had asked to put it back, just was too heavy, so you had to put it down, still also, still it's also to put down. That's this chumra to geshita. That what? You need two svaras to be matzeh to put it back on the blech. You have to take it off with das to put it back on the blech again, and also it has to be oidzim biyod, it has to be still in your hand. And metchilo lalocha, that's what's brought down, metchilo, we should try and do like this. That metchilo, when you take off the hot water, a pot, you should have das, you take it off just to pour off and you want to put it back again, and metchilo, you shouldn't put it down, it should be oidzim biyod. But the evid though, if you did put it down, it's a big tzarech, you could be tzarech on the sheet of the paskin, even if you put it down on the floor. And even if you don't have das to put it down, also it's mutter. So Machloek is showing them how to paskin here. So with the Eved, you could be samech on those sheetis, so the Mishnah Berurim. That if you did put it down, and even though you didn't have das to put it back, still you could be mekum. Also, ours are sas kula by us, we cannot never put it down on the floor. If we put it down, we put it down on the table or on the counter, we don't put it down on the floor. So it's not as bad as putting it on the floor. We'll soon see about the counter. That's another boy in the Gemara. On the floor is worse. When you put it down on the floor, you have no das at all to put back. It looks like butler gamri. The clothes of mine still near the blech, metchila, you shouldn't do it. But yeah, but if you did it though, you had hetter, you could be saimich to put it back on the blech. But there's also, it's not bottle the shir rishayna, since you have das to put it back in, your das also helps with the rabbonin. You take it off, I'm not to put it back, so it's never considered like it was off. It's kseid oimit to be put back again. If you don't have das to put back, when it's off, it's off. To put it back now, it's like a new putting it back, and now I put it back, metchila. So, to more weiter. Ike di amri samsi amachist mishrei dabaya. Ho di amri, that you say agave karka also, you put it down the floor, it's also, lo yamor ne lishayn dait lahachzer. So only if you put it down, didn't have das to put it back. Mutter. But if you have das to put it back, even though you put it on the floor, still it's mutter. It's another day. So we're saying, with the Evid, you could be saying on these days. Mechlal from this diktol shaboy din biyodai. But if you didn't put it on the floor, it's just still in your hand. Apple pisha and daitel hachzer is also mutter. Even though you took it off, you didn't have das to put it back again. But kolzeman, you didn't put it on the floor. It's mutter to put it back. So there are all different svaras here. So Metchilo, you're supposed to be machal at the first, like the Chumah de Geshita that Mechaber brings down, that it's only mutter to put back again, if when you took it off, you had das to put it back, and oidim biyodon, we're saying, but the evidence could be mekel. Boy Rabbi Yimya, tolon b'makim al, if she didn't put the pot on the floor, nor you hung it on top of a stick, hanichan agave mita, that's what's negated to us, most times we don't put it on the floor, we put it on like a table or a chair, no mita means you put it on the bed, mahu, Is that considered like on the floor? Or no, maybe I got a meat that's better than the floor. Boy Rav Ashi, kingdom imechel imechel mao, you pour it out from one pot into another pot, mao, teku. This is rabbi's by teku. That's why he's saying, but yeah, but you could be saying on this, that since we don't put a mamash on the floor, you could be mechel. So drashi mao, drashi pinim imechel imechel mao, mihevei kematma lechatchila, v'yosel lachziru lekira loy. On this point, we pass in the cooler. There's a hole that's saying in the pot, in the hot water pot. Or for some reason, you want to pour it into another pot. So since this pot was on, you just took it off the blech, and it's in your hand. And you want to pour all the hot water into another pot, the second pot, you'll have to put back on the blech. That since it's the same hot water that was on the blech, that also looks like it's being put back. And that's the shalom. Pinu mimechel mechem. You transfer the water from one kettle into another kettle. So that's the shiloh here, the marbaz beteko, the loch, and this will make it. Trashi mechem kumkimish shemeschamin boichamin. That's the kettle you heat up the hot water with. So saying if you pour it from one into another, the second hot pot you'll have to put back on the blech. Yes. Right. So that's the loch of Chazar. That's the lemaisa where we have a blech. A rikki reason when we have a blech is that so you want to take the pot off the fire, you should be allowed to put it back on again. Because if you don't have a blech, then for sure it's also. Even though the shalom pot is kupla garmi, if you take it off, you can't put it back in again. You said nafkamin is if you want to leave the oven on. If you want to leave something on the oven. So if it's vashra called sarkoid, and we paskin she is mut, you're allowed to leave the oven on from before Shabbos and leave the kugels inside the oven. But once you take the kugel out of the oven, you're not allowed to put the kugel back into the oven again. Because the oven doesn't have grufa ktuma. The oven, there's no blech there. Because that's the way it cooks the whole week. So there's no blech. That's mamish the regular chayim. You wouldn't be allowed to put something back into the blech. Hold in a crock pot. If you want to use a crock pot they have now, also there's no blech for that. So you'd be allowed to use it and let it cook up the whole Shabbos. Just once you take it out though, you're not allowed to put it back in again. Because putting it back in again lies like putting it on top of the fire. That does not happen. Yes. Right, that's the Mishnah. Tana shesiku pekash ubegavu. It's up until now we're talking about a kira. That's like our stoves or who had in our ovens also have a din of a kira. And we don't have the din of the Gemara, the Mishnah Tana. But the most don't say what the Mishnah Tana is. But the din of the Mishnah Tana was something that got very, very hot. Shesiku pekash ubegavu. If you only heat it up with straw, is alocha lo yiten, you're not allowed to put bein mitoicha inside it, bein nagav, not on top of it. The tanner is more chomer. Even with kash of a gavava, it's awesome. Drashi tanner mitoich shekotzer lamala. On top it's thinner. Verochem lamata. On the bottom it's wider. If niklat choymer toich, it gets very very hot inside. Tvei mikiris, much more hotter than a kiris. Therefore, even though you only have the heat from kash and gav from straw, is litim toich. You can't make chazor at all. There's no heter to make chazora into a tanner. Vaita koypach. Koifach is a middle case. It's not as big as a kira. A kira is a place to put two pots. A koifach is a place to put only one pot. So it's like mamash a square, like an inch, like a foot down, a foot wide, and a foot up. It's only 1 foot. So the heat in there, maisa, gets pretty hot. A kira is like 1 foot down and 2 feet wide. So it's a little bit more spread out the heat. A koifach has only room for one pot. So it's a middle madrega. It's not as hot as a tanner. A tanner gets much hotter, but it's more hotter than a kira. So a koypach, it depends. Shesiku v'kasha v'gavo, if you only heat it up with straw, is harezek kiraim. Has the same halach like a kira. So what, if we paskin shia would be mutter on that, and chazor is mutter, and chazor is mutter. Mashen came begefes of eitzim. If you heat it up the koypach with wood, and with the pselus of shumshimim, harei katanu. Then it's like a tanu, and there's no heta to make chazara. So drashi kupa b'gemor meforish lo osli chalal kakira. It has a hole in it like a kira. Avol orka kirochpoi. It's as high as it is wide. V'yem by elishia shvisas kderachas. You can only put one pot into it. The kira yesh b'shvisas shtei kederis. Mashenka the kira is wider. You can put two kederis in a kira. The Gemara tanu shesiku, a tanu that was heated up. Sov Rav Yosef Lemeimer, toichoi inside means toichoi mamish, mamish inside the tanner. Agabov means agabov mamish on top of it. Avolis moich shapadomi, it's only also to put near a tanner on top or inside, but on the side outside it's muta, lesmicha is muta. Rashi agav means asmosli. Avol ismach etzel doifne it's muter. Eitz ve'avakasha. Eitz ve'abayo. Koipach she'siku bekasha v'gavavo harerika kirayim. There's koipach one pattern. If it's heated up with straw, it has another kira. Begethos of eitzim with wood, harerika katanu. V'yoser, it's osur. It's a diig ha'kikira shori. Mashmud of this koipach would have been like a kira, it would have been muter. Drasher Kira Shari, Klema, Miditoni Re Katana, we say this Kaipach, now that you put wood in the Kaipach, it's so hot like a tanner. Michlau, the heavy Madan Lele Kira, if wood have been done, it's a Kira, heavy Shari. Vishamini Mino, the Kira Shusa Begefas of Eitzim Shari. The voice coming now, Kira, that you heat it up with wood is also mutter. So that's the B'maya Skina, what are we talking about now? That a Kira is mutter. Ilay Ma Gabit, you're saying, putting on top of it, over my. Ilay Mekishayna Gorafakotam, he's putting something on top of a kira that's not Gorafakotam, it's Osir. El Akira, Kiyayna Grufak Tuma Agabav Mishari? Is that true? To put it on top of a kira that's not Gorafakotam, if you heat it up with Eitzin, yeah? So it has good heat inside. Without Gruf, that's like our oven, like our stoves. On top, it's Osir to put something back, a Chazorah, without Grufak Tuma. El, you have to say Lav Lismach. Elamai, we're talking about a smicha, means putting it next to the kirum. Ukitoni, harere kataner, it says this kupach has been like a taner, v'yosar. So you see a taner, even to put it next to the taner, not on top, not inside, is also awesome. So how could Rabbi Yosef make a diik to say a taner is only awesome, inside or on top of the taner, but on the side of the taner is mutter. Here it's mashma, even the side of the taner is awesome. Omer Vadam Rava is no raya. Hacha the kupa gorav a kotim. We're talking about no. You pulled the coals on the side. You made a groove for ktuma. The taner also groove for ktuma askinen. Is a ray of katana. That's the chiddush. That this kupach, even though it's groove for ktuma, if it heated up with eitzim, it has been like a taner. The afagav the gorav for kotim. A taner, even though it's gorav for kotim, it doesn't help. Agav of osir. It's also to put something back in the taner. It doesn't help a blech. The kikira, mashenka, if it would have been like a kira, kigor for kotim shapidomi. Mashenka, if this kupach would have had it been like a kira, then groof for ktuma helps. But it's only talking about where is it also to put on top or inside the tanner. But it could be, like Rabbi Yosef says, if you put it on the side of the tanner outside, that's like a mutter, you have the right nefaket. Rotanika vosa dabaya, I'll bring a right tabaya. Tana shesiku begash of a gavavum, but tana that was heated up with straw ain't samechem loy. You're not allowed to put anything next to it. We ain't sarach loy ma gavav. We ain't sarach loy ma toichoy. We ain't sarach loy ma begethas of eitzim. When avad if you heated up the tana with wood, avad you can't put anything next to it. So there's nothing to brace like a bayim. Even smicha to put something outside next to the tana is also awesome, even though it's only heated up with straw. Kupach, Mashenkin is Kupach, Shesiku, Bekasha Begavavo, Saimchimloi. If it's only like Kasha Begavavo with straw, we said then it has it like a Kiro, it's mutter to be Saimch. V'yei nois ten agabav, but you can't put on top of it. What's the grain's gearsin here? V'noisten, the gearsin should be V'noisten, the gross has changed the gearsin. It should be V'noisten. Because we're saying now a Kupach that was heated up with straw has a loch like a Kiro. So a Kiro you're allowed to put on top of it. A kira that was only heated up with kash of a gabo, which drew as mutter. So Mela should be nice to not gabov. The gefus of eitzim, mashenka if this kupach was heated up with wood, then the locker is ain't soimchim. Since if the kupach has wood inside it, it has a din like a tanner, and like a tanner we just said, you're not allowed to make smicha to it. So it's not from the riot to Abaya, that a tanner is also with smicha. Omalei Rav Acha b'rei d'Rav Ravashi, hai kupach hechidomi. What's the mitzias of a kupach? What is a kupach? If it's mamish like a kira, or was there a fiddle begefas of eitzim nami, it should be mutter. Even if you heat up a kupach with wood, it should also be mutter to make smich at least, or else to put on top of its gar for kotum. If it looks like a tanner, a fiddle bekasha begabav nami, or kupach, even if it only has straw, it should also be bosser, because a tanner is also with straw. Omalei, the mitzvah is like this. No fish have limit of kira. You should know this kupach, this one size pata, is hotter than a regular kira. But the zuter have limit of tanner. It's a little bit less hot than a tanner gets. Therefore, it has the chluk yedinim. Hechidomi kupach, hechidomi kira. What's the difference in metzias between a kupach and a kira? Rabbi Yosef Rachanina. Kupach makim shvisas kseirachas. Kupach is only like a square. It's like a foot deep and a feet wide. So it contains its heat pretty much. It's only enough space on top to put one pot on top of it. Kira is a little bit wider, so maybe the heat has to be spread out more. It's not so hot. The Mokum Shrisa steaks there is. It's a Mokum to put two kederes on top of it. So Melu would say this kupa, since it retains its heat much more, it depends. If you put only straw inside, it doesn't get so hot, it has been like a kira. But if you put eitzim inside, it gets so hot, it's almost as hot as a tan. It's more hotter than a kira, it has been like a tan already. Amr Rabbi Yivitem Rab Yimya. Afana namatin muslim like this. Kira chilek like this. Kira v'yave kira shenechlekor. Kira that was tomei. It was a kli cheres. So the only way you mitire it is you break it. You break it, that's not usable. So it depends. This kira, shenechlekor liyorka. If you split it up, the length of it is tira. Because you split the length, why is it half? You can't use. Each half by itself is not worth anything. Of the rochba, if you split it down the width, then it's tameya. Why? Because since matila had space for two kiras, two pots, now if you split it down the half, you can use this for one pot and this for another pot. It's still tameya. Mashenke and kupach, if you have this kupach, ben la orka, ben la rochba tor. Because the kupach is only a shear for one pot. So if you break it in half, you can't use a pot on top of it, it's tor. So that's the raya for this halacha. But the ma'isa, the achrayim say, the ma'isa, our ovens don't have a din tana or the mishnah, because our ovens don't get that hot. Our ovens gefort, since the door is on the side, you open it up, and even inside the tana there's a hole there for the air to go out, it never gets as hot as the mishnah tana. Therefore, even inside our tana has a locha like a kira. That might not kamina, that she is mutter, like we said. If you want to leave the oven on from before Shabbos, and leave the kugels in the oven, leave the chalt in the oven, it's mutter. As if it will be mamash tana like the Mishnah, it's asur. Even she is also by a tana. But our tana is not so hot, it doesn't have a din of a tana, it's only like a kira, you're allowed to leave the chalt or the kugels in the oven. Just once you take it out of the oven, you're not allowed to put it back in again. Right. So the Mishnah, ein noisnin beitzo, you can't put an egg, bitzat hamechim, next to the hot kettle, bishvil shetas galv, today it should be roasted. But lo yefikenu, a big chiddush, you can't even like crack the egg, bisudrin, on a hot handkerchief. You had a handkerchief that was heated up from the sun, it's very hot, you want to crack the egg on a hot handkerchief, that the hot handkerchief should roast or cook the egg, that's also awesome. Rabbi Yosi's matter, and a hot handkerchief, he's matter. That's not called Yisra Mishal. We'll see in the Gemara what the machlokes is. Rashi, a noisnim beitzah mitzvah hamechim. Kumkimis, a hot kettle, shol nechoshis. Bishvoshet, as gagol, shetitzlo, ktsas, shbilu roasted. Achtem ugelis. Mashma, the more it's roasted, you can roll it. That's a zoya, a hot egg, you can roll a hot egg. A soft egg, you can't roll. If you want to make it like roasted, then you can roll it. Is loyaf kieno besudrin, loyishavrin, you can't crack the egg al sudr on a handkerchief, shulcham bechama, that was heated up from the sun. Kadesha titzlak, they the heat of the handkerchief, should cook the egg. Mechaim mashal sudr. Reb Yosi is matter. We'll see in the Gemara to Machlokes is. Vaitab loyaf miyeno bechoil, you can't put the egg inside hot dirt, choil, sand, over yavut drachim, not in the dust of the drachim. The shul shatitzla, kadesh that it should roast. These things are also, it's also to roast an egg, even in the sand or in the dirt. The sand got hot from the sun, so it's also to put an egg in the sand. How come Rabbi Yosi doesn't argue here? Rabbi Yosi, just like he asked us to put inside a handkerchief, he should ask us to put inside the hot sand. That's tomorrow's kashu, seeing why not. Famous Maisa that Anshe Tverya did, they brought a pipe, shel tzoinin, of cold water, letoich amo shel cham. It was an amma, means like a well or a river there of hot water. Chami Tverya, that hot water of Tverya. So they put a pipe through the Chami Tverya, and they let cold water go through the pipe. So when the cold water went through the pipe, it got heated up from the Chami Tverya. Amru lam chachamim. Chom told them back, you should know it's also what you did. Because you're cooking up this water on Shabbos now. In Bishabbos, if you did put this cold water through the pipe, through the Chami Tverya on Shabbos, it's Kechami Tverya on Shabbos. It's blind that you're cooking hot water on Shabbos. You're not allowed to drink this water on Shabbos and you can't wash with this water. If the Yomtif, if you cooked it up on Yomtif, it's Kechama Shukma B'Yomtif. It's as if you cooked hot water on Shabbos. You're not allowed to take a hot bath on Yomtif. You can't cook up water for a chitza that's not called Eich HaNefesh or Mutar B'Shtiya. But on Yomtif, you're allowed to cook hot water to drink. So here it's Mutar B'Shtiya, on Yomtif it's Mutar. So Drashi, Even before Shabbos, they brought this hose, this hot, this cold water, to go through the chametz period. The cold water will go through this pipe, those Shabbos. So since the pipe is in the chametz period, while it's the more it's cooking, it'll get hotter and hotter. L'toich amo shachamit tveriyah, through the yam of the chamit tveriyah, is aloch le'tchom said it's also to use this water. In b'shabes, oisoy shabo b'shabes, is also to go b'shtiyah. Mashenka, it's only through yomtif. Yomtif, you're allowed to cook b'shtiyah, it's only also for chitza. So to gemari boilihu. Galgomai, let's say you cook this egg. You put the egg near the chaynik, or you put the egg in the sudur. Is it also or not? Oh my, Omer Rabbi Yosef Gilgal Chayev Chatish. You know, by cooking the egg this way, even though Luchura just put it near the hot water kettle and it got roasted, it's an Issa D'Raisa. Luchura is not a Derech Bishul this way. Omer Ma Bred Ravina Afan Anamitin. Now bring your Raya for this Yisoy, that it's shy of such a Bishul, a cool, an easy way of cooking something. Luchura is like this. Kol Shabo B'chamin. Anything that was cooked before Shabbos, before Shabbos, Shur Renoise B'chamin.